Huddled around TV sets in bars and living rooms across their country, Spaniards watched a depressing spectacle last night. Their much-decorated national soccer team was eliminated from the World Cup, losing to Chile 2-0. It was one of the worst performances in memory for a reigning champion. Lauren Freyer got some reaction from the streets of Madrid.
This is where the celebration was supposed to be. It's where it was 4 years ago. I'm standing near Palacio Cibeles at a traffic circle in downtown Madrid where Spanish soccer fans gather to celebrate their country's victories. Only it's empty, save for a few bands of roving, quite drunken and dejected soccer fans.
It is a shock now because we were used to winning all the time in Spain, and a lot of people just forget their problems watching the team. It's not good for them, and they don't deserve the thing that we watch, the humiliation that we watched. I think it's bad for us.
Iñigo Carmona and his college buddies roamed the streets of Madrid after midnight booing their number one ranked team, which is 5,000 miles away in Brazil. Spain made history racking up consecutive titles, two European championships and a World Cup. I ask Iñigo and his friends how they feel now that streak is over. His buddy Bernardo Cuenca chimes in.
How do you feel now about Spain?
Very bad.
Actually really bad, because I think that they feel like, oh, we won like everything, so we're the best. So I think when they saw like Holland, Switzerland and Chile, I don't know, like I think they saw like the realistic life, like we're not the best anymore. So I don't know.
10 years ago, Spain was in its heady boom years. People thought the economy would never crash. But then it did. Soccer was one of the things that kept Spaniards sane during the economic crisis. They thought their national team would never crash, but now it too has.
I don't think anyone expected the world champions to go out after two games and concede more goals than they conceded in qualifying for the last two or three tournaments. It's astonishing.
Mark Elkington covers Spanish soccer for British media.
This is an end of an era. No one has defined a style of football in the way that Spain has. What everyone calls tiki-taka, which is the sort of possession football and the short passing game. That's what's been so amazing about this Spain experience and this kind of domination. That's what makes it all the more painful, the fall. This was the Spain team that people will look back and talk about.
The headline in Spain's biggest sports newspaper says it best, the end. But the World Cup has only just begun. Who's the favourite now, I ask the fans in the street.
Now? Germany. I believe that Argentina. I believe them.
Brazil.
Or Germany.
Chile.
Holland.
No, Germany. Germany or Holland is going to win.
We hate this.
I think the final is going to be Germany against Brazil.
Soccer-crazed Spaniards will stay glued to their TVs for the next 3 weeks, even if their team is no longer playing. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.